I want to thank the Packer Hall of Fame, Sam and those guys. They do a wonderful job. My good friend Brent couldn't be here because he wasn't feeling well. I love Brent. And full disclosure, Brent in his mind has been, and Spencer have been working on this for a few years now when I first was a finalist. And as I do my Packer tours, which I love because I love the fans, we always talked about what do you want to have in your exhibit. And sometimes it feels a little narcissistic. Sometimes you got to be prepared. And then sometimes you say it's pretty cool. Could I like to do acknowledge I was in the Packer Hall of Fame, as Mark indicated, in 2007 with Robert Brooks before the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And the reason why this is very special to me here because of a few people. Bob Harlan is a platinum person. Bob Harlan is the one person, my mom, whose birthday, my mom passed 6 years ago. Her birthday is today, so it would have been today. So rest in peace to her. But I remember my mom telling Bob Harlan, take care of my baby. And Tom Brotz, I believe, was the GM. And so I always respected Bob Harlan for what he's done, and I just love him. And I remember Lee Rimmel coming over to me when I made All Decade. He said, one day you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. And I just kind of dismissed it. But with Lee Rimmel, he was amazing because he taught me how to work with you guys. But he kind of looked over his glasses when he was very serious. And he said, no, you one day may be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that's when it really, I thought about legacy stuff. That's why when we do pick out the game that to put my name up there, it'll be very emotional because I did it with one team. And that wasn't by mistake. Playing with one team since 1919, having fans, see, I want to keep my team. That means a lot to me.